Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 65. In this episode, I'll discuss an article that evaluates continuous versus intermittent dosing of cefazolin during CABG surgery, answer the drug information question, can I give heparin subcutaneously for VTE prophylaxis to a patient with an epidural catheter in place, and share an update on a resource I use to evaluate drug interactions. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode65. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article I'd like to share for this episode is titled Impact of Intraoperative Continuous Infusion versus Intermittent Dosing of Cefazolin Therapy on the Incidence of Surgical Site Infections After Coronary Artery Bypass Grafting. The lead author is Bethany Shoulders, and this was published in Pharmacotherapy, February 2016. Cefazolin is routinely used to prevent surgical site infection following coronary artery bypass grafting. Such infections have been associated with hospital readmissions and increased mortality rates. Cardiopulmonary bypass decreases the serum concentrations of cefazolin, but small pilot studies of continuous infusion of cefazolin versus standard intermittent infusion have shown higher serum and tissue levels at the site of incision. The study was a retrospective pre- and post-intervention cohort study in a large academic medical center. The goal was to determine whether intraoperative continuous infusion cefazolin reduced the incidence of surgical site infections compared with intermittent cefazolin dosing in patients undergoing CABG surgery on cardiopulmonary bypass. The study included 516 adults who underwent CABG on bypass and received cefazolin intraoperatively between June 1, 2013 and December 31, 2014. Patients in the first 9 months of the study period received intermittent dosing, and patients in the last 9 months received continuous infusion dosing after a protocol change was made at the institution where the study was conducted. The continuous infusion cohort included 232 patients, and the intermittent cohort included 284 patients. The primary endpoint was the incidence of surgical site infections. The overall incidence of surgical site infections was decreased in patients receiving continuous cefazolin, although this did not reach statistical significance. Superficial surgical site infections were significantly reduced in the continuous infusion cohort. There were 2.8% of patients in the intermittent versus 0.4% of patients in the continuous infusion cohort that ended up with a superficial surgical site infection. The p-value was 0.039. In the regression analysis, continuous infusion cefazolin decreased the odds of surgical site infection by 66%, although it did not reach statistical significance. Safety endpoints were not significantly different between groups. The authors concluded that continuous cefazolin significantly decreased the incidence of superficial surgical site infections compared with intermittent cefazolin in patients undergoing CABG on bypass without increasing risk for adverse effects. The authors also stated the study was underpowered to detect a significant difference in overall surgical site infections and that larger randomized studies are required to validate the superiority of continuous infusion cefazolin. Now, continuous infusion of cefazolin makes sense given the time above MIC dependent killing of beta-lactam antibiotics. Cefazolin has no incompatibilities with other medications that are used routinely during CABG, so tying up an extra IV port with a continuous infusion is not likely to be a concern. Although protocol adherence was not statistically different between groups, the primary reason for protocol non-adherence in the intermittent group was failure to redose, while the primary reason in the continuous infusion group was failure to adjust for renal insufficiency. And this would tend to favor the continuous infusion group since they received more cefazolin than the protocol called for because of this. Because the study was retrospective in nature, I agree with the author's conclusions that randomized studies should be done to evaluate the superiority of the continuous infusion dosing strategy to prevent surgical site infections in patients undergoing CABG. Now for the drug information question. Can I give heparin subcutaneously for VTE prophylaxis to a patient with an epidural catheter in place? And the answer is yes, as long as you give it twice daily, rather than three times daily. The 2010 American Society of Regional Anesthesia and Pain Medicine evidence-based guidelines state the widespread use of subcutaneous heparin and paucity of complications suggest that there is little risk of spinal hematoma associated with this therapy. Back in episode 12, which you can find at pharmacyjoe.com/episode12, when I talked about evaluating QTC interactions, I mentioned the great drug interaction reference book by Hansden and Horn titled Top 100 Drug Interactions. The authors recently released the 2016 edition of this book. I've used this great handbook for over 7 years, and I highly recommend it. The authors do a fantastic job of sorting through the ocean of gee whiz drug interactions and coming up with those interactions which are actually clinically significant. They have an entire section on QTC interactions, and the handbook is well worth the $19.95 you'll invest in it on Amazon. The book is also available on the mobile platform Skyscape, but I advise against using the digital format at this time as it is much more difficult to navigate and to use quickly compared to the paperback version, which I just keep in the pocket of my lab coat. I've ordered my 2016 copy of this handbook, and you can get yours using my link to it in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode65. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.